Globe. I see Spider-Man is coming to the children's excellent. How are you all today?
That good? What are you, Lutheran kids? I'm all right. Today we hear the story of loaves and fishes. Ever heard that story before? Did you hear the Sunday school superintendent? They have. Of course you've heard this story before. This is one thing I want you to make sure you understand. Jesus' friend, John, his cousin, had just been killed. Yeah, Jesus had a cousin. His name was John. He was a Baptist. Everybody knows that. Yeah. He was killed. And so Jesus was really sad. But he went out and he shared God's word with people. And there were so many of them that he had to go out into a boat. And there they all were. How many of them?
Three.
Five. 5,000 men, not counting women and children. How many people is 5,000 people? Is it more than those people?
Yeah, way more.
Way more.
That's like hundreds more.
It's a lot of people, let's just say that, right? Lots and lots of people were there, and Jesus preached and preached. It was like 4 hours, you know. He talked and he talked. And you know what? People started to get
hungry.
Oh, yeah. Really hungry.
Three loaves of bread and like two fish into a meal for that much.
How many loaves of bread?
100.
Mrs. Miller, I thought you told them this story. I know. How many?
Five
loaves of bread and how many fish?
Two.
How many of each?
Two.
Just a very small amount of food. The numbers don't matter. It's okay. A few loaves of bread and a few fish? Would that feed 5,000 people?
No.
I've seen you guys eat. I don't even think it'd feed you. Pretty amazing, don't you think?
Maybe you can feed like a 2-year-old.
Like a 2-year-old. If we were just feeding little babies, it might be enough. Well, you know what? The disciples were there. Jesus had something called compassion. Do you know that word? What is
compassion?
You learned that in Sunday school. Compassion. What is compassion? You ever heard that word? Yes, have you heard it? It means literally to feel with someone. So that if maybe Lily was having a terrible day, she got a D on her Latin test. And then Scarlett would come over to her and say, "Lily, I'm so sorry you did so poorly on your test. I feel so bad for you." That would be compassion. As opposed to the other way you could go, which was to say, "Why didn't you study for your test, Lily? You deserved that D, and I expect you to do better next time." Well, see, the disciples were like the second guy. You know, the disciples were saying, let them go into the town and buy their own food. And Jesus said, no. Take this gift from a child just like you, this little lunchbox gift of a few loaves of bread and some fish, and give it to them. And you know what? There was enough.
What?
There was so much food that everybody ate everything that they could eat. At the end, they gathered up how many baskets of food?
12.
12! We got one of the numbers. 12 baskets of food left over. Everybody got a take-home box. It was great. 5,000, probably closer to 10,000 people fed. Because Jesus had compassion. In a little while, we're going to feed everybody. Did you know that? We do it every Sunday. We feed everybody. Yeah. Can you believe? How many people would you say are here? 117.5 people are here today, okay? Look, right there, half. 117.5 people. And do you, look, how much bread do we have? Two little loaves that we hope will thaw before communion. Two little loaves. Are we going to be able to feed all of these people with this much bread? I bet if I gave this bread, this piece of bread to Ryan, and a jar of peanut butter, he could finish the whole thing. Yeah. All by himself.
Yeah.
But a little bit later, you're going to see what happens because God feels with us and loves us. We're going to take two little loaves of bread
and feed everybody.
And look, here's a little tiny little bit of grape juice. I've seen you guys. You can drink this in a half a second. And yet, it's going to feed everybody. And you know, maybe their tummies won't be full, but because God had compassion, because God felt with us and loved us, we'll be full in a different way, full of God's love. So you see, it's not always just about the food and how much of it there is. It's about what God does with the food. When Jesus blessed the bread and the fish, there was enough. When Jesus blesses the bread and the wine, it's enough for us. So have compassion, love, as God has loved us. Thank you all. And you're not really half a person. You're just a little whole person. All right, you guys. Thanks. You can go back to your places.